You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. It's Ask the Experts Weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer questions about your car, truck, or SUV. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. The Ask the Experts Weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
If you're thinking about buying a car here in the next few years, some new features that may be coming, we'll tell you about on this edition of Wheels. Good morning and welcome in. I'm Denver Fox. It is 7:07. We got our panel of experts here. The guys are here. And we welcome back, first of all, Troy Cox, Cecil & Son Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs and the one in Sepulpa. And you're just back from the big tire convention. You must have partied down with the Michelin man there, huh?
Nothing quite that fancy, or just a shareholders meeting with one of the buying groups we participate in.
Very good. Well, it's a good time, though. With the weather we got right now, man, it is this great time to be out and about, and good time to check out all of those things in your car and get to make sure you've got plenty of oil in your crankcase.
Yeah, it just always boggles my mind, but every week at our locations, you know, one of the first things you do for an oil change is pull the dipstick to check the condition, and you're going, okay, wait a minute, there's nothing on this. And, you know, you ask the client, and they go, well, you know, no, I haven't had reason to pop the hood since I was last in, you know, 6 or 7 months and 5 or 6,000 miles ago. And it's like, wrong answer. You really, really need to pop that hood occasionally and check it, because it is so easy for something to go wrong. And if you're not checking your oil regularly, you don't see the pattern. You don't see things starting. You can have something like a, you know, PCV valve fail or get obstructed and, you know, go from burning no oil to burning a lot of oil really quickly. And I guarantee you, if you can catch that and keep the engine oil level safe, the fix is going to be a whole lot less expensive than if you get that oil level down low enough that engine seizes or breaks.
You know, something else you need to check is your tires. We celebrated President's Day a little early last weekend. We reminded people that George Washington on the quarter, that's the thing you need to put in your tread to make sure if you got enough tread on your tires.
Yeah, if you can see the top, if you put that quarter in head down and you can see the top of his head, you're down to 430 seconds. 430 seconds is where most of your consumer safety organizations start telling you to start looking for tire replacement, because from new to 430 seconds, your wet stopping distance at highway speeds can increase 2 to 3 car lengths. But from 430 seconds to 230 seconds, and 230 seconds is the national legal limit, you can add another 2 to 3 car lengths. So, yes, tires are not inexpensive, but what's your insurance deductible if you rear-end somebody?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I'm seeing where one of the things we follow every year is the Mid-America Ford and Shelby Nationals, and it's going to be moving from Tulsa to Claremore this year.
It just boggles my mind.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
For the 50th year that'll be coming up. It's been in Tulsa since 1979, and now they're moving to Claremore. I'm guessing prices kind of went up in Tulsa. It's what usually happens when some of those things move.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's going to be different.
Yeah, they're going to expect thousands of car enthusiasts, and predicting a big economic impact in Claremore, maybe $500,000 impact there. So that's coming up June 19th through the 24th, and we always have someone from the Shelby's there. And last year we had the car out here.
It was
hard to believe
cool.
That's been almost a year.
Yeah, it's just flying.
It's crazy how fast it goes by. Tom Sewell is here with Tulsa Gas Technology, Jack's Wrecker Service. Have you been towing and rolling this week, Tom?
Yep, we had a busy week. Jack was out every day pulling cars, moving cars. We do a lot of dealership moves, so we move them from here to there, back to the service center, back home, do a lot of that.
And this is a time we kind of review the gas prices around town. And in Oklahoma, the gas average in the state is 251, which is up a little bit from last week. Here in Tulsa, it actually went down a few cents. It's like 269. It was 275 earlier in the week, and now it's 269. It may go down, and they say it may be slow, but it is going to go back up as we switch over to the summer blend. But I always think CNG still $1.75 a gallon.
I know, and it's still I know we talk about this a lot, but it's hard to believe $1.75 all year long. And fuel is, you know, going to move around for sure. But CNG, I'm $1.75. That's it.
You know, with the warm weather we've got right now, you're probably already getting geared up and ready to check air conditioning units.
Guys. Oh, we are. We actually serviced a few last week. We always have some that we do during the summer. And one of the things that, during the winter, I'm sorry. And one of the things that's hard in the winter is to charge them 100% correctly. And we always have them people, you know, hey, you need to come back and just let us check it. Takes 10 minutes. And that's free if we've touched your car, you know, did an air conditioning upfit on it in the winter. Because, you know, we changing a motor out in a van right now. Had to pull the whole front of the van out. That means all the air conditioning system come off.
Wow.
And when it's cold outside, sometimes you can't get the correct charge in it. And even with the computers, it's not 100% perfect until it gets hot and you have that wind flow, the airflow across the condenser.
Now, the latest refrigerant version 1234YF, I guess.
Yeah.
And you still got a little of the cheaper one on hand.
We
right
still
now.
Do. We've got a couple barrels of each kind left. And so we're going to hold our last year price until we have to buy new Freon. And then it's going to be market price. And
it ain't cheap.
It's not cheap, but it's not like it has been in the past. It is down just a little bit from what. Some of the historical prices of 1234YF is. And if you've got a newer car, that's what you got.
All right. And we welcome back to the studio. Well, he was back with us out at the Starboard Show last weekend, Lloyd Bolin.
Good morning.
The Crankshaft. Good morning, sir. And, did you have fun out at the Starboard Show last weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Got to see Daryl out there?
Yeah, Daryl. Daryl's getting old.
Well, we all are.
We all are. I shouldn't have said that.
We all are here, but
no, he
still.
I always
around.
Enjoy that. That's,
yeah, he is out there, and you know, one of the things we have fun looking at all the hot rods and stuff.
Oh yeah,
you modify cars and have done those things for years as far as redoing cars, remaking cars. Probably not with the bubble top type concept.
Well, no,
or anything,
that's
but
a little out of my league. And also, a lot of the cars we've done, we've had to send them different places. You know, I don't know any shop can do it all, but it is an interesting area. But it's a market that you got to mostly either do that or don't do nothing, because you can't mix them up. It's just too tough.
Well, it's a completely different mechanic. Like my mechanics are full line, heavy line mechanics. Yeah. And a guy that does restoration, has to be on detail of every nook and cranny of that car.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a different style of mechanic. Even though we do service a lot of classic cars, we have to kind of have a meeting and come to ground zero and put the white gloves on when you're working on some of them cars, because they're so valuable.
Well, and it's a talent, too.
It's a talent. It's a special talent.
Yeah. You got to visualize how you want that thing to look and make it look that way when you're done.
Oh.
Yeah. Coming up, I think it's next weekend, we have our recycling big event that's out at Expo Square, and people are bringing out, you know, a lot of things they can recycle, ammunition, drugs maybe they can't, prescription drugs they want to get rid of, things like that. And one of the things that they're also offering is recycling tires. Now, it come to my thinking that it costs to recycle a tire if you don't get it through a recycling event like this, doesn't it, Troy?
Yeah, I mean, if they're being handled legally, then the fee starts at $2.90 per tire, and then as they get bigger, the fee goes up.
Wow.
And that's what the state charges, you know, companies like mine to pick up the scrap tires that are generated.
All right. So this is a good weekend to kind of clean out the garage, do some things like that. And if you have some old tires you've been thinking of getting rid of and you didn't know where to put it, this next weekend will be a good place to do it out at Expo Square, give you a chance to do that. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about, I know one of your favorite topics, Troy, the potholes and the events of falling into one. What happens to the tires and your suspension system coming up here? We'll do that here in just a few moments. It is 7:16. Sunshine. Sun is up now. Beautiful out there. 41 degrees in Tulsa. It's warming up. Got to get up near 70 this afternoon. This is Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. The wheels are rolling this morning with answers to your automotive questions from the experts at Tulsa Gas Technologies and Cecil & Sons Discount Tires.
20 here on Wheels, Tulsa Gas Technology, the place to go for your fleet maintenance. Keep your vehicle going good. Like the way you guys just check everything over. I go in, I say, I've got this problem. And you do that, and you say, well, you also need to be watching this, need to be watching that. We're going to tweak this a little bit and just kind of give an overview checkup of your vehicle.
It is. When it's on the lift, you have a whole different view of that vehicle. And you can see, we know where you've been. And so
you know if you've driven through the salt.
Yeah. And so it's good to look underneath there because you got drive shafts, you got cables, you got all kinds of stuff that need looked at. And you know, I know cars that, you know, like if you change your oil at your house and just run up on a ramp, you really never get under there and get that perspective of somebody looking at that angle underneath that vehicle.
Oh, well, that's true.
And, you know, it's good. And that's what our guys do when they're waiting on that oil to drain or they're under there looking.
Yeah. And I was looking at mine too the other day. And while it was up on the rack, and I thought, oh man, this is really nasty salt that I drove through way back when we had salt on the ground. And it's if you haven't done it yet, go through a car wash that definitely has undercarriage washing capabilities. Don't get the cheapie. Go for the full $10, you know, and get it washed off from underneath. It'll really make a difference in the maintenance of the frame of your car.
Well, for sure. As light as the sheet metal is on these cars now, it takes nothing, seems like, to start a little rust event. You know, like on the Chevrolet pickups right there on the rear tire, right above that rear tire. How does it get in there?
I don't know.
But it does it and does. It's very aggravating to have a $50,000 pickup doing that.
If you got more, want to get more information about converting your vehicle to CNG, talk to Tom here, Tulsa Gas Technologies. Go to TulsaGasTech.com. 722, we got a text message here. If you have a question for us, you can text us at 918-921-1023. Here's a question. What is the difference? We were talking about the, you know, switching to the summer blend a little bit earlier on fuels, and it's out there. What is the difference in the fuel as far as the summer blend versus the winter blend? What does it even mean? It has to do with the pollution, I guess, doesn't it?
The additive package is designed, at least in theory, to help with smog and pollution.
Yeah. So there's added ingredients. Costs a little more.
They say.
Yeah, that's what they say anyway. Hey, speaking of gasoline stuff, the administration this last week allowed gasoline containing higher percentage of ethanol to be sold year-round now in 8 states. It's not in Oklahoma, but starting in 2025, they announced they're going to do this in a number of the states up north. Some of those states that grow corn, you know, for the ethanol. And here we come with the elections coming up, and they like that extra money coming in up there. So it's going to be re-election year for Biden. So environmental opponents have panned this decision. And we have seen studies, presidential studies, over the last, 10 years at least, a couple of them that have said regular 100% gasoline burns cleaner than the ethanol gas.
Yeah, especially if you look at the whole cycle. I mean, we talk about, you know, the lithium mining to do electric vehicles. Well, you look at the land being cleared to put more corn in production to produce more ethanol. You look at the additional fertilizer being used. You look at the energy being burned, planting and harvesting and processing that. It's a net loss.
Oh, it definitely is. That's
not just to the environment, but economically, we're spending way more than a gasoline gallon equivalent of energy to get that gallon of ethanol.
Yeah, you think you're saving money by getting ethanol. You're paying taxes that are going to supplements that are billions of dollars to the corn industry and all those things.
Obviously, they've come up with some new math systems.
Well, it's the government, so you can expect that. And it says fuel refiners also oppose this change, and they've argued that it's too rapid to do that. So I don't know. I don't see how that blends in with trying to switch everything over to the EV cars. You know, I thought we were going to go electric. Now they're saying, oh, let's use the gummed up ethanol gas, which is not the cleanest burning, as we said, and not necessarily so good for your car either.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of older vehicles that aren't designed or intended to run more than a 10%, you know, alcohol to gasoline, you know. You start getting this 15, 20% E15 is what they're pushing. That's going to create issues.
You know, we've seen this story usually in spring, not only in Tulsa, but cities all over the United States where there's giant chug holes, and you run into them, you damage the vehicle, you damage tires, wheels. And this is just one story. This was last year. A woman in Fort Worth was driving. She was driving 30 miles an hour and in Fort Worth, and cars driving on the other lane. She had nowhere to swerve and no choice but to drive over this damaged portion of the street. And she says, my front tire hit it. It was like, oh, God, that was a pretty bad bump. And sometimes it happens. You think, oh, that's not a big hole. And then you hit it and you go, oh.
No, that was a big
hole. That was a big hole, yeah. And it wasn't until a couple of days later that the car began making awful noise. She said she took it to a dealership to find out what and the wheel hub was cracked. Cost about $1,200 to repair that.
Wow.
And filed a claim with the city of Fort Worth, along with pictures of the damaged road and receipts from the dealership. And she asked the city to reimburse her for the repairs. Almost instantly, she got a denial. Hey, denial made wonder. And I don't know if they've done that in Tulsa or not. Sometimes in Tulsa, I think they have paid if it's a serious damage. I'm not clear, but it seems like I vaguely remember years ago of a couple of cases where they did pay for some damage.
Yeah, my understanding is they have to have been made aware of it and have had to have X amount of time to respond. And then if they haven't done that, then there can be some liability.
Okay. Well, she thinks, and rightly so, that she pays taxes to drive on the roads. Not going to cause damage to her car. Cars are expensive, of course. Not going to pay for your damages. And didn't ask for that. So under Texas law, municipalities are typically not responsible for vehicle damage caused by poor road conditions. Even though Texas municipalities oversee road maintenance, there are only a few situations where cities are legally liable for damage caused by driving on those roads. And those same rules apply to the highways operated by the Texas Department of Transportation. So, yeah, it's kind of tough sometimes to get reimbursed for that. Now, you tell us that if you do see a hole and you can't get around it, it's best just to hit it straight on, right, Troy?
Right. You know, if you're turning as you go through the hole, you're introducing an entirely different force vector into your suspension. Just scrub off as much speed as you can and then let up on the brake and just try to roll straight through it. You may still hurt something, but that minimizes or maximizes your chances of minimizing the damage.
And you can do damage to steering, struts.
You can bend wheels. You can hit hard enough to actually break the internals of the tire and have a big bulge on the tire, an impact break.
Yeah.
Bent tie rod ends, damaged wheel bearings. I mean, you've got bearings on all four corners of an independent suspension vehicle, which most of our front-wheel drives and crossovers offer. Yeah, I mean, you can take out a hub if you flatten one of those bearings.
Yeah, I've done that. I've bent wheels, actually, on holes that I thought, oh, that I can. Well, it comes up so fast you don't really have time to swerve, like her situation. And then you think, well, it doesn't look that bad. And then when you hit it, you go, yeah, it was that bad. So anyway, good luck out there. Hopefully they're patching up some of those holes out there on the roads. 7:28, Saturday morning, sunshine, and the sun is up. We're going to get a high today about 70. 41.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG. The wheels roll on with answers to your automotive questions from the pros at Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies. Here's Denver Fox, along with Lloyd Bowler, Troy Cox, and Tom Sewell on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
37 on wheels on this beautiful Saturday. On the great weekend, if you have a convertible, top down, definitely let it fly today. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, great place to go for all of your tire needs, is where we all buy our tires. And Troy, you guys always have some kind of rebate or special going on that's on your website.
Yeah, just go to CecilAndSons.com, hit the promotions tab, and any open and available rebates will pop right there for you to look at.
Very good. And you're open till 3 o'clock today if you want to call, make an appointment.
Absolutely. 7:30 to 3 Saturdays, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays.
All right. They've got some questions here texted to us at 918-921-1023. All right. This person has an 02 F-150. They just picked up, they're at about 200,000 miles. It's a five-speed manual, 4.2 liter. And he says, runs a little rough, which gets me to and from, you know, one place to another. Has an exhaust leak, apparently. No heat or AC, and the wipers don't work. So that's a combination of things going on there. And you guys have been doing a little research on that. Tom, what did you see so far?
So one of the things I think we ought to check is, so on the heat side of it, reach down there while it's running and make sure you've got heat flowing through the hoses going through the firewall to the heater core. Mm-hmm. If you got heat going in there, then you've got blend doors that are problems. And, you know, when I was researching that, everybody's blend door yeah. for the heat and the air conditioning. On the air conditioning, if you start it and you hear the compressor running and you're filling a cold line and a hot line, you're probably getting a temperature differential across the evaporator. But again, if the air is not flowing through there, you're not going to get it in the cap. So it could be the same issue on both the heat and the air. Check the fuse on the wipers first. You know, start digging around that. But you got lots of issues. Exhaust leak, you know, get a gasket. You can fix that.
Multiple things could be going on there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's with an older vehicle, what you've got to really kind of get your head wrapped around is, I'm going to fix A, and then B or C or X, Y, or Z may happen, and I'll have to fix those. You just got to go into a project vehicle, and older vehicles by definition are projects, realizing that the project never ends. If you do really great maintenance, and if the previous owners have done really great maintenances, your projects may be less, but you're always going to have projects. So just tackle them one at a time as your budget allows.
Right. And you may have one of those cars you need to do the math on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You can get there pretty easy where you'll have so much money in the car, you could never drive it out with it.
But it's got a perfect anti-theft device in it.
Yeah.
With that manual transmission, you can leave the windows down, the keys in it, full tank of gas.
People won't know how to drive that. One other thing he added, let's see, is that he wanted to know if this was one of the years that they had issues with plugs breaking off in the block.
Yeah, the V8 did, but you've got a V6, and I don't think you're going to have that trouble.
Okay. Yeah. So, but a lot of times, if you've got a truck that's maybe worth $1,000, you don't want to spend $2,000 or $3,000 to fix it up.
No.
It would be better to look for a different
truck. There's a lot of vehicles out there like that that, and I use the term we all do the math.
Yep.
You just don't want to do it. You're just throwing money away.
Sometimes, and I don't know, Lloyd, you've seen this where people just are attached to a particular vehicle, though, and they want those fixed up. And in that case, I understand. You know,
I've had a couple. I said, I can't take your money, and it's just not good to do it. I mean, you're opening up yourself for a battle for one thing, and one about halfway through it, they're going to think, well, why did I do this?
Yeah.
Well,
at some point, you got to make the decision. You know, there's an evaluation you have to make, and so. Do you cut your losses and move on and see what you can get out of this truck and we get something else? Or?
Yeah, I found it the hard way one time on one car that it's better off just to say, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to do it, and if you want to do it, I can't.
7:42 here on Wheels. Got some more questions we'll get to in a moment. But first, if you are looking for a car, a new car, maybe in the next few years, some new things that you may be looking for, new car features coming that they say is on, you know, they're working on them in the back room, and it'll be out in the next 5 years, and they're kind of game-changing. How about a dynamic holographic dashboard?
Wow.
Not me.
3D dials and stuff, I guess, and I don't know. Maybe someone pops their head up and says, hey, you're not doing things right, you know. I've got a car that talks to me and tells me that I'm driving, I'm not paying attention, you know, and things like that already.
Does it holler at you or just talk?
No, well, it beeps, and then it'll say, hey, pay attention. You know, you're inattentive. The driver's inattentive.
You remember when they started that? The one I remember is always door ajar over and over.
Oh, this one tells me every window that's open, every time I look out over the river trying to see something. Hey, keep your head straight.
I think we're just going to see more and more distracted driving. A half-ton pickup. It was in my dad's truck with him the other day, and, man, it's got a TV screen. Middle of the dash as big as the little screen I had in my dorm room, 1980s dorm room television.
It's amazing. And another thing, communication technology is improving. And now they're in the years to come, vehicles will be able to communicate with each other and with infrastructure, improving traffic flow, reducing accidents, enhancing autonomous driving systems. I'm still a little leery of that.
What about get out of my way?
Yeah, they've been working on that for a while. They want... Again, the theory is, okay, if we have four vehicles coming up to a four-way stop, they can be talking to each other and make sure they all come to a stop. But, it's just such a short jump from, okay, this car has authorization to be in this part of the city and this car does not have authorization. They just are worming their way deeper and deeper in.
Yeah. It seems like what happens when they do more, the more that they do, the less people pay attention. Because the car will do it.
Well, getting information about accidents or road conditions or something, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I can see
there's good parts to it.
In fact, I've even used GPS systems software while we're driving, and it'll say, hey, there's a policeman up here. There's a speed trap up here. Oh. And so you slow down, and sure enough, there's a car. How do they know that? I don't know. Someone puts it on there, I guess. But also, say farewell to traditional keys and fobs. The future lies in biometric vehicle access. So imagine a car that recognizes you the moment you approach, unlocking the doors, starting the engine based on your unique biometric markers instead of a fob. It's facial recognition, fingerprint scans, or even iris authentication. So.
That's got to be a mechanic's nightmare.
Even
the fobs are.
Yeah, they are. Smart windows. Some of these windows intelligently adjust their tint based on external conditions, providing optimal visibility and comfort for the occupants.
Yeah, I think Jack will like a lot of this stuff.
We'll get to tow a lot of cars.
You'll be hauling a bunch of those in. Solid-state batteries, we've talked about this over the last year or so. They promise higher energy density, faster charging, improved safety over traditional lithium-ion batteries. So maybe that'd be a good thing for the EV cars. And they're saying advances in autonomous driving, although they're kind of backing off on it in San Francisco where they have taxis.
Crashes.
Yeah, they got one that was the other day I saw, and it was confused because there were flashing lights or something or some kind of sparks or something. It thought it was an accident, and it just stopped. It wouldn't move right in the middle of the road, and so they had to come and get it. And some of those don't have wheels either.
Yeah.
Some of them, they have to do it remotely. So, anyway, who do we got on the line, Timmer?
Well, we have Rhonda. She has a 2008 Honda Accord, and she's got some problems. So, here she is.
Well, let's talk to Rhonda here. Rhonda, good morning. Welcome to Wheels.
Morning, Denver and big guys. I took my little Honda to the dealership yesterday because I have a low tire. And they put it on the rack, and there's no nails or nothing. And they brought it down, and they gave me an estimate of $2,400 that I need for the car, for serpentine belt, platinum spark plugs, four. And my head is still spinning.
Yeah, get a second opinion on that.
Definitely for sure. Second opinions.
Yeah, go to someone other than a dealership, perhaps, and just say, do I really need all of this stuff? I mean, it may very well be that you need a serpentine belt.
Well, I can sometimes, especially in the cold weather, when I start it, I can hear a kind of a grind noise for like seconds.
And yeah, get it looked at, because that could be the bearing, the tensioner bearing. But, even us talking to you over the radio, get a mechanic to put his eyes on it and his ears on it and get that looked at.
I want Lloyd Boland to come over to my house.
He'll mow your lawn also while he's over there.
He'll bring lemonade.
The thing is, I don't drive this car more than 10 miles a week.
Yeah.
What did they say about your tire, though? That was the reason you went in.
There was no nails. And they said I needed new tires. Yeah.
Oh, you need new tires. Okay.
And they're 5 years old.
Well,
and like I say, I don't drive more than 10 miles. I go to the grocery store and I come home.
Yeah.
Okay, I go to the liquor store sometimes. But
Well, number one, you need to get another opinion.
Yeah.
For sure.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
My shop's on the east side of Tulsa, and Troy's is in Sand Springs.
Well, I know where you are.
No, good deal.
Yeah. And he will be happy to give you a second opinion.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. But, you know, she said 5 years. I mean, even though her tread may look good, those tires may be a little old, though.
Yeah. I mean, most tire manufacturer warranties, 4 years, 5 years is pretty common. I'm not aware of any that extend past 6 years. Tires don't improve with age. I mean, we're not talking a high-end liquor or wine. They are breaking down every time you heat cycle them.
Yeah. Well, so a five-year-old tire, though, from when it was manufactured, you know, you spent a year on a shelf?
It's possible. It is, especially if it's a slower-moving size. But your warranty starts when you take possession.
Yes.
They've shut down a couple of the factories in Oklahoma. Are they still manufacture tires in Oklahoma? Are there still tire factories? I know they shut a couple of them down, I remember, over the years.
I think there's still one Michelin-owned plant, although they have, I think, started downgrading it. It may be on the way out as well.
Okay. Lloyd?
Go ahead. I'll go ahead.
Okay.
I'll have to get it back in my head.
Okay. Here's someone. You can ask this quick text message here. They got 2008 Equinox, and the radio sometimes switched stations by itself, seeking up and down the frequencies, and sometimes not landing on a station at all. Does that mean it's haunted, or what's that?
Yeah.
Well, that's a reason to get rid of a car.
I'd jump out of that one.
Yeah.
If you can't get KRMG on it, then, you know, what good is it?
Probably, and I'm going to guess at this because the radios can do such weird things, but we've seen two or three I have, and one of them was one of my own cars that after that cold snap, it just went nuts.
Yeah.
And of course, it's contraction and expansion in some of the parts, but you may have to replace it.
Well, now, if the antenna maybe is not getting a good signal,
that, can do it.
That would mean you don't get audio, and it may be looking for stations. It may be looking for. It may be programmed to look for stations if it can't find audio.
Yeah.
So it might be a simple thing like just an antenna.
Yeah, just make sure it hasn't gotten unplugged if someone's been working under the dash.
Yeah, or even a vibration or something. I remember one time I thought, boy, this radio sounds terrible, and I found that and kind of put it back in, and suddenly it sounded great again. It sometimes can come loose. Most of these new ones, I'm sure, are hardwired in, though, like that. But still, that would be something to check out. All right, 7:51, Saturday morning. The sun is up. It's going to be nice this weekend. 71 for the high this afternoon, 78 tomorrow. And you're listening to Wheels on an Ask the
Experts. Our Ask the Experts weekend continues on 102.3 KRMG. Problems with your car, truck, or SUV? We've got you covered. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies welcome your questions on Wheels on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
56 back. And some cool pictures, some pictures of us, and just some funny things. We've had a couple of pictures of us with Ugly John out there. And that little Nash Rambler that was so famous that we talked about on the air last weekend. But anyway, it's KRMG Wheels. Take a look at that. All right, 757, Cecil & Son Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs and the one in Sepulpa, right there on Main Street. Just off of Route 66, and it's getting to be springtime. We're not worried about wintertime maintenance. We're kind of thinking about springtime now, especially today, Troy.
Absolutely. It's a gorgeous day to break that street rod out and enjoy some wind in your hair.
Yeah, and so if you need any kind of maintenance done, we're already thinking about, you know, maybe spring break trips.
Yeah.
People will be driving, maybe going skiing or somewhere that's driving. Get it checked out there at Cecil & Sons. You guys do that all the time.
Absolutely happy to help.
Great website, CecilandSons.com, for all the rebates and specials that you have going on right now. And just call. You're open till 3 o'clock today. And Tulsa Gas Technology, Tom Sewell, if you do the maintenance. If you do the maintenance, then you won't have to do the repairs. Maybe right. I should have put it that way. got it backward there. But if you don't do the maintenance,
you'll do repairs. You will
do repairs. And you might be calling Jack's Wrecker Service. Jack'sWrecker.com is just to help you out. If you're out there somewhere, it's a real good idea to know who is going to take care of your car. If you're in an accident, if it's broken down, you want to know where it's going. And this is someone you can know.
It's real important. As expensive as cars are now, you need to know who's towing your vehicle.
Call to Jack. Go to jackswrecker.com. Get the phone number. Put it in your cell phone. Just have it there in case you need it at some point. Maybe you never need it, hopefully. But there it is. And also, TulsaGasTech.com. Get all our information about converting to CNG. And we hadn't mentioned it, but you, of course, have your own synthetic oil, the SynPro 100% synthetic oil that you recommend. You got all kinds of oil, but that's a good one right there.
Yep, we sell AMS oil also and all the other major brands.
All right, guys, have a good weekend. The news is next. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm going to be a star.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.